Rings, Swords, and Monsters, Lecture 4. Tolkien, The Hobbit.
In a hole, in the ground, there lived a hobbit. This is one of the most famous opening lines in all of literature, certainly in the 20th century. And it all began as a story told to Tolkien's own children. In this lecture, I want to work through The Hobbit, both its influences from Tolkien's academic work and what the story itself means and how we might interpret it. The Hobbit is not just the introduction to The Lord of the Rings, but it's a very successful children's book in and of itself. And it allowed Tolkien to put together both his contemporary life and the material that he was interested in there, and his academic research. And in fact, at one point, his academic research helped him to stop being stuck where he'd written himself into a corner in The Hobbit. The Hobbit was first published in 1937, and it was Tolkien's first real success in anything like a popular genre. He'd had his edition of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight and his Middle English vocabulary, but really, The Hobbit was the first time he had had successful fiction. How the story began is itself an interesting tale. Tolkien claims that he was grading exams one day, and a candidate had left a page blank in the exam book. And on that blank page, Tolkien simply wrote, "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit." And then he had to figure out what a hobbit was. Now, research has shown that this is probably not exactly what happened. The word hobbit actually goes back into the Middle Ages, and it shows up in something called a new glossary of the Huddersfield dialect. And you think, well, how obscure is that? Very obscure, but Tolkien wrote the introduction to it. So most likely he had encountered the word, but not worked with it or thought about it very much. When he decided to explain what hobbits were, he had to work through some kind of culture or history for the hobbits. Now, there's a couple influences here also. The first of these is a very strange book called The Marvelous Land of Snurgs by E.A. Wyche-Smith. This is a late Victorian, earlier Edwardian piece, children's story, that Tolkien's children liked very much. And the Snurgs have some characteristics in common with hobbits. The Snurgs, they love to eat, they dress in bright colors, they're generally good-natured. The thing about Snurgs is they're exceptionally strong, which is not at all how the hobbits are. The other influences that go into Hobbit may in fact be linguistic, or it may at least be based on the sound of the word. Now, although Tolkien denied it to his grave, the word rabbit has to have something to do with Hobbit, if only because people are always calling Bilbo Baggins, the protagonist, a rabbit. Three or four times people call him a rabbit and say he's rabbit-like and so forth. And rabbit is a really interesting word. Tom Shippey points this out in connection to Tolkien. Tom Shippey is probably the greatest living Tolkien scholar, that rabbits were actually not introduced into England until the 14th century, and yet they seem a completely natural part of the English landscape. Think Peter Rabbit, think Watership Down, and so forth.